let's just go to the Lord in prayer. I also wanted to say that I'm going to be praying specifically for those who have found this feed or this live stream and who aren't at all part of Gethsemane. And I want you to know that I'm thinking of you specifically as I pray. Hey, let's go to God. Lord, you are so good to us. And I rejoice today. We started with a scripture that talks about praising our God with musical instruments, and we've done that. And Lord, we want to continue to rejoice because the earth really is full of the loving kindness of our God. And in the midst of pandemics and people getting sick all around the world and really bad things happening, your arms are still outreached to those who are hurting and those who are looking for answers and looking for help in this really difficult time that we find ourselves in. So, Lord God, I want to pray for everybody out there, those right here in this room with us, those who are watching over the live feeds, different places all around Duluth and Hermantown, and way up in Cotton, and those who, Lord, you only know where they're at. And you only know who else has found this. Lord, I pray for them also that they would have a wonderful sense of the reality that your loving kindness is still right here for us today. That you are still calling people to come, to turn away from their sins and trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior, to be washed in the blood of Jesus, in the blood of the Lamb, and have their sins forgiven, and to come into your very presence through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. So, Lord, I thank you that your loving kindness is still so, so all over this world. And I ask that you would open up our eyes to that today. Help us to understand that you still love the world, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So, Lord, we pray that all over this world, people would be coming to Christ today, that people would run to Jesus and ask for help, and find salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Lord, there are others who are hurting in our congregation and those who we may not even know who are hurting out there. And we pray that you would meet their needs today, that you would bring healing and wisdom and finances, Lord. So many people are hurting because they've been laid off. And businesses have been shut down. And I ask, Lord God, that you would provide in just amazing ways and that people would look to you and give you glory and thank you because of the ways that you are providing, even in the midst of this crisis. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your amazing love. As we turn to this scripture now, I ask that you would help us help us to understand your word, because we can't understand it without the Holy Spirit helping us, without you enlightening our eyes. So we ask for that, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I meant to change the title of that sermon on there. We just decided to put in the bulletin that we would call the sermon Our God Reigns, and not focus too much on the COVID, but that is where we're at, right? It just came to me earlier. This is like COVID-19 Sunday, and all over the world, literally, this is what my daughter's much bigger church in Edinburgh, Scotland, had to do the same thing, had to stop having big services and streamline, do a small group and send out a live stream message, you know, to the people who can't come to church anymore. And this has just literally turned the lives of so many people upside down. And anyway, so here we are. I want us to see today that our God reigns today. He's still on his throne. He hasn't gone anywhere. Okay? So I'm going to start right back at verse 1 again in Psalm 33 as we get into the Word of God here. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap, and he lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him, for he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From his dwelling place, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all, he who understands all their works. The king is not saved by a mighty man or a mighty army. A warrior is not delivered by a great strength. A horse is a false hope for victory, nor does it deliver anyone by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart rejoices in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hoped in you. Let's pray. Father God, I ask that as we just take a few minutes to look a little closer at this psalm, that you will open the eyes of our hearts. Help us to see you. Lord, this passage talks about you looking down and seeing every home, every habitation of every family, every individual on this planet. You see everything that's happening. And I pray that you would help us to see also that the earth is really full of the loving kindness of our God. And that you are still at work, you're still making yourself known, and you're still helping and strengthening all of us through this time of very strange times and difficult times. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This Wednesday, we came together here, right here in this very spot for a leadership team meeting. And I was just so blessed that Paul came in as the chairperson of our leadership team. And he carried his guitar. And he said, there's something far more important than just doing business tonight. We need to spend some time in God's presence worshiping him. And I was like, yes. That is, because I like that. For one, it's a little easier for me because I like that a whole lot more than business meetings anyway. But I knew he was dead on. He was right on target that we just needed to worship God. And we had a couple of business things, obviously. We had to figure out what we were going to do this Sunday morning with all of this live feed and everything that's happening. And so anyway, when I was directed to Psalm 33 this week, and it started off with these verses right here. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Give praises becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is upright and all his work is done in faithfulness. I want to help us all to focus in on one little prepositional phrase there. It says, sing for joy in the Lord. And for anybody that might happen to be listening out there who is not in the Lord, the single most important thing that you need to think about in the midst of this crisis is how to get yourself in the Lord. And it's as simple as I'm going to be going through some things today, talking about the creation of our God. He created this world. He put it all together, and he filled the world with his loving kindness, and we just need to receive it and thank him for his gift. And then he not only just created the world and filled it full of his loving kindness, but when we chose to sin against him and do what is wrong in his eyes, he sent his son into the world to save us from our sins. He sent his son into the world to die on a cross, to take the punishment for the sins that we deserve. And when we look to the cross of Christ, when we look at what Jesus did for us on the cross and say, thank you, God, for sending your son. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us on the cross. And when we receive him and when we're born again through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, just by receiving his gift, then we get to be in Christ. We get to be in the Lord. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. And whatever Paul doesn't have 10 strings on that thing over there, there's only 6. But whether you're playing with a lyre, which is an old harp from probably back in the days of King David, and a harp of 10 strings, or whatever these instruments that they're talking about, the Lord is making it clear it doesn't matter whether you're using a piano or a guitar or a flute or a whatever. He wants us to sing praises to him. And today, if we will begin where this psalm begins, it'll help us as we move through this crisis of trying to deal with COVID-19 and praying for those who are hurting because of it. So, verse 5 says, he loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Kind of already mentioned that. And I want to highlight it right there. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. The word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and the breath of his mouth, by the breath of his mouth, all their host. That reminds us of Genesis, where the Lord God just spoke. He said, let there be light, and light came into existence. He said, let the waters be gathered together, and the waters were gathered together. And the Lord just spoke by the word of his power, and things happened. By the breath of his mouth, all their hosts came into being. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap, and he lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. I want us to think about how the Lord created this incredible world and created us in his image. And then I want us to think about how we just chose to sin against him when we decided that we would love and enjoy the things that God created and other people that God created more than him. We insulted the God of glory, and we exchanged God for other things, and we really messed up the world in all kinds of terrible, no good, very bad ways. And so I wanted to speak for just a couple of seconds about into those hearts out there who are saying, where's God in this? Why is God allowing COVID-19 to wreak havoc in so many nations all around the world? Why is God letting this happen to us? And I want to remind us of what the Word of God says, that he created this world perfect. He created us beings to walk with him and be with him in his presence and enjoy him. But our ancestors, Adam and Eve, chose to listen to the lies of the evil one rather than obey the voice of the Lord our God. And because of that, death entered into the world. And when sin entered the world and death entered the world, all of the bad things that we experience, from cancer to coronavirus to you name it, terrorism and just people hating people and all of the bad things that have entered into our world, it's happened because the people of the world have chosen not to fear the Lord. We are to stand in awe. God created us so that we could be in his presence and enjoy his presence. And that's one part of standing in awe. We get to be in the presence of God and say, wow, what an awesome God. Look at the God who created the world and everything in it and filled it with his loving kindness towards us. And we get to be in his presence. We are to stand in awe of him, but instead we've just chosen to do other things. We've chosen to love other things more than God, to make other things more important than God. He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord, and I want to suggest to you today that with the coronavirus, I see what is described in verse 10 all around us. The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation. I don't know about you, but my plans have been totally set aside. And now I have to sit at home and, what do they call that, social distance myself from everybody that I would like to go visit. I wanted to go down and visit somebody in the hospital on Monday. I called and they said, no, sorry, you can't visit somebody in the hospital. I'm a pastor. That's what I do. And I can't go and visit someone in the hospital. And it just sort of turned my life upside down, this world. And my plans are, they don't matter. And they have to be set aside. And I want you to think about how all across this nation, how many of us went and tried to find toilet paper this week. My plan to pick up toilet paper was nullified because our this mess that we find ourselves in. Everything from toilet paper to just everything that President Trump and his administration, everything that the Congress, you know, would have been doing and trying to do instead of the dealing with the coronavirus. They have to set all that aside. And I would suggest to you that the Lord, I mean, he is in control. And he nullifies the counsel of the nations. And right now, we are in a, we are facing some really strange times because all of our plans are set aside. Let's keep going in verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I want to stop right there before I say anything. Is that word nation can be, it's really easy to misunderstand it. Remember in the New Testament, it says that we are to go out and preach the gospel to all the nations. God wants his good news of his salvation and his love to go to all the nations. Here it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I want to suggest to you that this may be referring to a little bit more than just nations like the United States of America, but ethnic groups all around the world. But either way, the message is really the same. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. As we think about the United States, we can ask the question, is God our Lord? What is the God of the United States of America today? There's a lot of us who would say, we're a nation that was founded on biblical principles. And we're you know, we want to be a nation whose God is the Lord. And yet all you have to do is look at the abortion numbers and see how many children are, how many lives of little children are cut short in the womb, and how many terrible things like that, how we've completely turned our back on God's plan for the family. A man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And in many ways, our nation has turned our backs on the truth of the, those truths from the scriptures. And in many ways, our nation, we are not a nation whose God is the Lord. And I'm praying, and I know that there are thousands, if not millions, of other believers in America crying out, oh God, I pray that you would use this crisis that we find ourselves in to convict the hearts of people all around our nation, that we will be a nation who turns back to God, that we will be a nation who, I know there's lots of us who would say, we're a Christian nation, and I'm one of them. But in such a big way that America has turned their backs on God. So the people whom he has chosen, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. I want us to think about this today. Some of us are feeling really alone, isolated at home. We can't go and do what we want to do and visit the people that we want to visit. Oh, I hope that we'll see this today. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men from his dwelling place. He looks out on the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all. He who understands all their works. That's just amazing. We serve a God. Here at Gethsemane, we worship a God who looks down from heaven and is aware of everything that is happening in our lives. He knows our works. And what an amazing statement here. He is a God who fashions the hearts of them all. He's fashioned our hearts for His glory, that we might glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That's an awesome reason to live. He understands all our works. So He's fashioned our hearts and He understands all of our works. So where we have worked, where we have done things that are not pleasing to God, what a glorious thing. Jesus came to die on the cross to take the punishment for those sins that we've committed so that we can be reconciled to God, so that we can be in God, and He can reshape and remake and refashion our hearts, and He wants to work on that today. The King, and we might plug in here principal or president, our president, or whoever's in charge, is not saved by a mighty army. A warrior is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a false hope for victory. Back in those days, having a good cavalry was what gave you the advantage in battle. And if you had several hundred armed warriors on horse, you could take out the enemy. It was such devastating power. But the Lord says, we're not saved by a mighty army. A warrior is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a false hope for victory, nor does it deliver anyone by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him. There it is again. The eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him. Do we fear the Lord today? The eye of the Lord is on those who hope for His loving kindness. So it said earlier in the text, the earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Here it's directing us to hope. Remember that when you see the word hope in the Bible, it doesn't just mean like when I was a kid, boy, I hope I get in the house. It often didn't happen. But when you hope in the steadfast loving kindness of the Lord, it is something that the word hope is, I love the picture in the book of Hebrews where it says that hope is an anchor for the soul, sure and steadfast. When we hope in the loving kindness of God, we are putting our trust in Him, that He is a God who has still made His loving kindness available in every single household. Where we're sitting at home there wondering when we're going to be able to go out and just enjoy life the way we used to. The eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. I thought that sounded awfully fitting. Jesus Christ is our Savior, sanctifier, our healer, and our coming King. So when we put our hope in His loving kindness, when we trust in the Lord, He is a shield around us that will protect us, and we can put our trust in Him. This week, I was thinking of this passage when I was, particularly when I was thinking of the King is not saved by a mighty army, a warrior is not delivered by great strength. This is a bunch of people in our government taken, I understand, this last week or so in prayer crying out to God, I believe, for help. Lord, how are we going to stop people, you know, try to slow down the spread of the coronavirus? How are we going to, you know, respond to this terrible crisis that is wreaking havoc in our country in so many ways? And I love this picture. I don't know where they are, but somewhere in some government building in Washington, and they're praying and they're crying out to God. They at some level understand that, you know, as much as we do as a nation to try to curtail this mess and to try to stop it from spreading and to do all this, it still just keeps on creeping. So we need more than washing our hands and social distancing and these things. We need more than that. We need God Almighty. Look at the last couple of verses. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart rejoices in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hoped in you. I pray that when we kind of go off the air today, I'm going to close praying kind of these words of scripture. Maybe you'll, in your small groups where you're praying in houses, or if you're all alone there, you can go to the Lord and say, Lord, I trust in you. I am waiting on you. I know you are the one with all of the answers. Lord, we need you today. Our soul waits for the Lord. You, Lord God, are our help and our shield. You are the one who can protect us from every kind of evil, whether it be a virus, whether it be demonic spiritual forces that are attacking us, whether it be a physical attack of some kind. Our God can protect us. For our heart rejoices in him. I love how this psalm begins and ends with that. Praising God with a musical instrument, singing and praising the Lord. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. And our heart rejoices in him. In verse 21, because we trust in his holy name, let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us. We ask, Lord God, that if there's any of us here that can't understand what this loving kindness, and I know I've only begun to scratch the surface of that wonderful word from the Bible, the loving kindness of our God. Lord, I pray that you would make it known to us. Help us to understand how much you love us as a human race and as single individuals. Help us to understand. I want to close with this wonderful thing. Jonathan shared with us at the leadership team meeting on Wednesday night that this is from InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. They called this little section of their newsletter this last week, Hope in the Chaos. It says, even in chaos, God still moves. Our New York, New Jersey region, for example, has seen more first-time decisions to follow Jesus in the last week than it has in the past year. Can you imagine that? That's just one little region of ministry in one Christian ministry. And I'm thinking about how right now we are sharing this good news of Psalm 33 and the loving kindness of our God, and how many people that aren't a part of our congregation are listening in right now and watching with us, and how many thousands of churches are doing the exact same thing, and how many people are finding The loving kindness of our God this morning, specifically because the virus required us to create this kind, take this technology and use it to send it out to the world. And I would say that in whatever way Satan is involved, as we know, he's trying to make the most of this to cause people to, God, I hate God. Why does God allow this to happen? I know that Satan is at work, but he's not more powerful than our God. Amen. And the Lord, in this little region in New York, New Jersey, in one ministry, more people have come to Christ in 1 week than in the entire year previous. So I'm wondering, how is that happening all over the world in different ministries? How many people? And so I am going to pray, and I hope that you all will keep on praying, that the Lord will just continue to use this no good, very bad, horrible, rotten coronavirus situation to bring many, many more people to himself. And let's keep trusting in him. His loving kindness is everlasting. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, praise you and thank you that you were willing to enter into this world and suffer such humiliating, agonizing pain on the cross. And Lord, I remember how you cried out to your Father. And if I remember correctly, the only time you ever said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Was when you had taken our sins in your own body, on your own body, on the cross. So Lord, I thank you that many, many hundreds and thousands of people are putting their trust in the God who filled the world with his loving kindness. And oh God, I pray that they would see that today. I pray that you would continually open up our eyes to your goodness and your love. Lord, that you are sovereign. You created the world in sovereign power, and you rule over the world and all of this universe in sovereign power. And I thank you that many people are coming to know Christ as Lord and Savior today. Thank you, Lord, that you've died for us on the cross, you've taken the punishment for our sins, and that as we trust in you today, we can rejoice because we are in God. We are in Christ, and we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. We praise you that all things work together for good to those that love you, to those who are the called according to your purpose. And he who did not spare his son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not along with him freely give us all things? Thank you, Lord God, for that today, that awesome promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.